This Sunday, for pretty obvious reasons, we are called to reflect on Jesus as the Good Shepherd. He tells us that as a good shepherd, he cares for his flock to the point of giving up his life for them. When he sees harm, he will not run away, but he will stay with them and defend them. What a contrast that is to the apostles, whom he chose to be the first shepherds of the church. At the time of Jesus' passion, one of them, Judas, betrayed him. The leader of the group, Peter, denied even knowing Jesus, and they all ran away in fear, leaving Jesus alone at the time of his death. But Jesus stuck it out, suffering the agony of the cross for his flock, for them, and for us. Are there shepherds after the heart of Jesus in the church today? Father Stanley Rother was a priest of Oklahoma City, and he heeded the call of the Second Vatican Council and Pope John the 23rd for dioceses in North America that were rich in priests to send priests to serve the church in Central and South America and other mission areas. He was one of them. He arrived in Guatemala in 1968 in the midst of a brutal multi-year civil war. He grew up on a farm, and besides putting his farming skills to work among the natives of the area, he started a school, a medical clinic, and a Catholic radio station. He trained multiple catechists to teach the faith. He learned the rare language of the natives, even translating the New Testament into their language. But because of his work with the poor, he was labeled as a subversive, and his name was placed on a death list by government agents. He was warned by the natives that he worked with to leave the country for his own safety. He decided to return to Oklahoma, but he stayed for only about 3 or 4 months in early 1981. But he yearned to return to his people in Guatemala, and so he went back. He said, "The shepherd must not abandon the sheep." In the early morning hours of July 28, 1981, gunmen from the government security forces broke into his rectory and murdered him. At his death, his body was brought back to Oklahoma and buried, but his heart remained in Guatemala, literally. It was buried beneath the altar of his church where he served. In 2016, Pope Francis recognized him as a martyr for the faith. And on September 23rd of last year, he was beatified. He is now known as Blessed Stanley Rother, one step away from being officially canonized as a saint. Later this year, another canonization will take place of Blessed Oscar Romero. He became Archbishop of San Salvador, also in Central America, in 1977. At the time, he was thought to be a safe conservative choice. But he underwent a conversion when a Jesuit friend of his was murdered by government agents. He soon became an outspoken critic of that oppressive government, speaking out against poverty, social injustice, and government torture of peasants. He was gunned down on March 24, 1980, while standing at the altar celebrating Mass. He will be canonized this fall in Rome by Pope Francis. Are there other shepherds who lay down their lives for their sheep? Well, consider French policeman Arnaud Beltram, who died after offering to take the place of a hostage in a terrorist situation in southern France just a month ago. He was hailed as a hero as he volunteered to take the place of this woman who was released while he himself stayed and was killed. Pope Francis said, "I particularly recognize the generous and heroic act of the officer who gave his life out of a desire to protect people." On a more common level, I think we never have a problem recognizing ordinary people who serve as shepherds to us, particularly those who go the extra mile, sacrificing their own time and effort for the benefit of others. It's not hard to think of generous teachers and nurses who serve others, or parents, mothers and fathers, who forego their own comfort for the health and welfare of their children, or who truly shepherd them in the ways of faith by leading them in prayer, teaching them moral values, assuring their upbringing in the faith. Shepherds think more of others than of themselves because they recognize the dignity of the people under their care. The dignity that St. John speaks about in our second reading this morning. We all are privileged people because we are God's children, his sons and daughters, which make us brothers and sisters to each other. Today, I urge you to reflect on the people who are or have been shepherds to you in your life, and then recognize their sacrifices on your behalf.